Welcome to the Rechoice Podcast.
Welcome to the Rechoice Podcast.
A place to listen again, choose wisely, and live joyfully. My name is Joe Pellerito, and this is episode 22, Recognize, an episode dedicated to the class of 2020. It's actually a triple word day, as we have three seniors from three high schools in the state of Michigan. Each one has their own Rechoice word. I will let them unveil each word to you during the episode. Here at the Rechoice Pod, we hear from a variety of people who have something in common, a reflective and resilient mindset. There are three basic steps to Rechoice. Name the experience, select a Rechoice word, and then tell us what it means to you. You can read more at RechoicePod.com, but now it's time for the show. Guys, we are ready to rock. Hello, Rechoice listeners. This is a special episode. I am so happy to have with us in this month of May three students who are graduating from high school. Whoop, whoop. These three seniors are meeting each other for the first time right now, and they are from all different high schools in the state of Michigan. So please give a warm welcome to Lexi, Peyton, and Tommy. All right. Hey, thank you so much, guys, for taking the time to participate on the Rechoice Podcast, especially when, you know, the weather's warming up. It's beautiful out there, and you're choosing to spend time here. In fact, Lexi, I know, is camping right now, and she happens to be here. So before we begin, I have to make sure that you all can pass a quiz. I think that's, you know, fair after all these years, don't you think? So here we go. Question one, your name, your high school, and where it's located in Michigan. So we're going to have Lexi go first. Go for it.
My name's Alexis Duncan. I'm from Waterford, and I go to West Bloomfield High School, and it's in West Bloomfield.
Nice job. Okay. Peyton.
My name is Peyton Templer, and I go to Northview High School, which is in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
All right. On the north side. And then finally, Tommy.
I'm Tommy May. I go to East Kentwood High School, which is in Kentwood, Michigan, close to Grand Rapids.
All right. Good. Question two. One favorite subject in high school?
History, by far.
All right. And who? And that was Alexis, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So Lexi says history. Peyton, you're next.
Definitely history as well, like social sciences.
Oh, neat. Okay. Tommy, how about you?
Probably physics and science and math.
Okay, good. So as
physics,
you can...
Physics was not fun class, but I like it.
That's really cool. And listeners, as you can tell, we're going to, just so we can keep it straight for y'all, we're going to keep going in the same order. So Lexi will always answer first, then Peyton, then Tommy. And then question three is it's three things. Three activities that you've been involved in. Just three. I'm sure there's more. Okay. So we'll start with Lexi.
I used to be a speed skater. And I was on my school's wrestling team, and I take my cat everywhere. That's a hobby.
I love it. Well, what a great warm up for everybody else. That's good. All right, Peyton, you're next.
I'm in charge of a mental health club at school, and I'm in the musical, and I do peer listening, which is like a little counseling between students.
You know, that doesn't surprise me. Just reading some of the answers from our survey, that's a passion of yours, is to help people.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. All right, Tommy.
I am in swim. I'm in water polo, and I did track for 2 years, but I did yearbook this year.
All right. There we go. All right. And then finally, question four for our warm up. One outstanding teacher you've had. And it could be elementary or secondary. Lexi, do you got one already on the tip of your tongue?
Miss Ice from the sixth grade.
Ooh, what was it that, can you say that name again?
Miss Ice.
Okay. And what was it about her?
Well, she taught my favorite subject, history. So I loved that. And then she was just always really warm to me. And we always talked. I would stop by her class all through middle school to come see her and say hi. And she's a really great teacher.
So, Lexi, that was like a second hangout place. I mean, even at lunch.
Yeah.
Lunch all right, good. Peyton, how about you? One outstanding teacher.
I'd say Mr. Hendricks. He's a chemistry teacher, and I didn't necessarily like the subject, but he's such a real person and very open and honest to all the students, which is huge. Makes everyone feel really welcome in the class.
Yeah, that's really neat that even if it's not a topic you like, you still like going there just because you have somebody who can be that real. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And finally, Tommy, one of your people that you think of as an outstanding teacher.
I'd have to say Mr. Steiner, the Latin teacher at East Kentwood. He's very proud of what he does. And even when the kids in the class don't really like it, so like they're just taking a language class.
And, you know, not a lot of high schools even have Latin as a foreign language these days. So to see somebody number one, it's a unique subject, but also you just said he really is passionate.
I've had him freshman, sophomore, and now senior year. So it's fun. It was nice to grow up with him and just like he now treats me like an adult compared to when I was a freshman. I wouldn't do anything in class.
All right. So, hey, thank you guys. Great job. You all passed that quiz. That was good. All right. We like to start out around here on the podcast with some good news. So tell me something good. What is something that has made you smile this week? Maybe even this morning. Lexi, you have something?
I just got accepted into Eastern. It's the only school I applied to, and I was so happy I got into it.
Yeah.
Big relief, too.
Congratulations. That's fantastic news to get. All right. So going to, and you're going. So Eastern Michigan for Lexi.
Yeah.
All right, Peyton, what is something that's made you smile? And whether it's a college thing or even just something like my cat or whatever you want, go for it.
We live on a lake and we got our boat out yesterday and it's super nice out. So that makes for good days.
Oh, yeah. And we've been waiting for that. So good. Good.
Yeah.
Tommy, something that's made you smile.
My dog greeted me when I woke up this morning. She'd been waiting outside my door. Adopted a new puppy, so
yes, so
he's getting adjusted, and she didn't jump up on me and be crazy this morning. She was nice and calm.
That is good, because I've talked to your mom and it's been a little bit of crazy town with that puppy lately, right?
Yeah, she's really getting used to having an untrained dog.
Yeah. So the dog's name is
Layla.
Layla,
she's okay. Boxer, we guess, and coonhound mix.
And that was how long? Maybe a couple weeks ago? Something like that?
Something. She's like a year old.
Okay. And so, and I know I feel the same way. It's nice to have a therapy dog around the last several weeks. So I have two dogs myself. All right. Good. So now we're going to go ahead and get into some of the questions. And then we'll reveal your rechoice words, which you haven't heard from each other. You're only just meeting. You happen to pick three different words, which is great. We're going to go back in time. Are you ready? It's Friday the 13th. All right. As in March 13th. And Lexi, it might even be the 12th for you, because I know what happened at West Bloomfield. So where were you on that Friday night? And you're hearing the governor, right? What was it like? Where were you at? What were you doing? Lexi, let's start with you.
Well, it was unusual for me to be home on a Friday, but because of everything going on, because I always went to skating sessions on Friday nights, but I was probably at home because of everything going on. Mm-hmm. And it really kind of sucked, because I was expecting to go back to school, and this is like the one year you actually want to be at school. And so it kind of sucked not getting to go back. My last day of school was a pretty bad one too. I passed out.
Oh my gosh.
So I didn't even go to school. I didn't even go to school that whole week. So I'm like, man.
Wow. So it was even earlier in the week for you then.
Yeah.
I did not realize that. Something you wouldn't know is I was actually in West Bloomfield on that Thursday. I was working at Chico Elementary that day, working with some of the teachers there. And that's kind of when everything rolled out. West Bloomfield closed for Friday and said, students go home. Teachers are going to put together a plan just in case.
I didn't even see it coming.
Yeah.
To be honest.
So I didn't realize you had missed almost that whole week, really.
Yeah, it happened on Tuesday, and then so I took 2 days off from school, and then Thursday it got announced, or Friday, and I was like, okay.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So Peyton, Northview High School for you, what was it like? What were you doing when it became real?
I think I had kind of anticipated this to happen, but when they said that, it definitely like hit hard. And I think I was just sitting at home, but I remember texting my friends instantly, like, this is for real.
Yeah.
We don't get to experience the last bit of our time, but it is what it is.
And I know there were a lot of questions then too. Is it like, well, is this for 2 weeks? Is this for the rest of the year?
Right.
So, a lot of uneasiness there. Tommy, where were you? Tommy, go ahead.
So Thursday was a very busy day for me. We were supposed to get our gowns Thursday and Friday. I didn't get my gown. I was on the state swim team, and we were preparing to leave that Thursday. And we make it to the pool after school, and it's like, oh, no, state meet got canceled because of COVID. And that was a sad end to the season. And then I decided to have a sleepover with all the state team boys. And so I was just at my house with like eight other swim teammates, and we were watching the news at midnight. We were like, well, we keep getting emails. It's like, oh, school's canceled tomorrow. So I was with my whole swim team that made it to state.
You know, in hindsight, I know that hurt because you guys were so excited to go to state. Where was it going to be held, the state meet?
I think Oakland.
Yeah, Oakland, which, you know, that was kind of COVID central, actually, in some ways. One of the first
they were
areas.
Originally just run the meet without an audience so people could just watch from a live stream. But they decided, no, we don't want all the swimmers together that close.
Well, you know, I'm glad you were there with your buddies, you know, at least for some company. But that is tough. So now, what in general right now, and then I'll get a little bit more specific in terms of like specific events that maybe you're grieving the loss of. But what has it been like the last few weeks, like in terms of a feeling, like how have you been doing? Lexi, let's start with you.
I'm pretty much okay. No one I know, luckily, has gotten it. So it hasn't hit me personally. But seeing what, like, it's doing to everybody else, like, my first time going to the store was with my mom last week. And it's so weird seeing everybody out wearing masks. It's kind of creepy and eerie. Mm-hmm. But I'm more scared for things that I'm going to miss, more of what's happening right now in general. Because I always had like a plan of like, you know, if I was going to go away to college, and just all the memories from senior year, I guess I'm missing out on.
Yeah. Yeah. Peyton, how have you been doing in general the last as a whole for the past month or so?
Yeah, I've been pretty good. It's obviously we can't do anything about it, so we just have to like try to lift each other up, I guess. But it's definitely hard missing out on all those things that you like dream of when you're little, of high school and graduation, that kind of stuff. But it is what it is. And same with Lexi. I'm just thankful that no one that I know has gotten it and has been impacted by it. So
just has your school canceled?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We haven't canceled yet.
Oh,
what haven't you canceled?
Our graduation, our prom, and our senior activities haven't been canceled yet. And they already have plans to postpone it if they do have to, but they haven't yet.
Wow. I didn't know that.
I'm thankful. Thankful for it.
So you're kind of hanging on to those hopes of what could happen.
Yeah, I'm still having it in May.
T- Tommy, in general, how have you been doing the last few weeks?
It's been a very hard past couple of weeks. During this whole quarantine, I started antidepressants, so this helps a bit.
Yeah.
But like, still, it's a very hard week. Not week, just time. I'm trying to keep my head up and stuff. I'm just spending most of my days playing video games, putting off homework till the last minute. But
what's your game?
I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing.
All right. all right. I got a secret. I'm a closet Fortnite fan. A guy in his 40s playing Fortnite. All right. I got that off my chest. I feel better now. All right. So in general, you know, Tommy, what I hear you saying, though, is that you've been down and you're finding just something to kind of keep you occupied, right? So that
it's been very hard because I was enjoying school this year. Like all my classes, I liked all my teachers. I was doing well in all my subjects.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good time. School was fun. Okay, so we're gonna go ahead at this point and say some more specifics on a couple of things that, like, real. Maybe one or two things that specifically you were looking forward to or that you really feel like was taken from you or that you're missing out on. So, Lexi, you already started sharing a couple. What are some right now that you realize I didn't get to do that?
Well, I'm really small. And okay. I've had like this shirt, this Gretschko elementary shirt I got in kindergarten. That I still have, and it still fits me. I was going to wear it on the last day of school. and now I can't. I've always had it in my closet, and I wanted to wear it. And then I already bought my prom dress in January.
Yeah. So you're looking forward to
it. So.
No, those are two.
And I can't return it or nothing.
Yeah, those are two very specific right there. And they're both clothing related. Hey, I challenge you. You got to take a picture of yourself in the Gretschko shirt and like send it to Ms. Drummond, the principal over there. All right. I think that would be really cool. Good examples there. How about you, Peyton? What's one or two specific things?
Yeah, I think the whole fact of like walking across the stage for graduation is one that really hits home for all of us seniors. But me specifically, not being able to perform the musical because we were a week away, and that's a bummer for all of us.
You had worked so hard. And by the way, what was the show? Yeah. What was the show?
Sister Act.
And that was going to be a like almost brand new level for Northview in a long time.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. It was going to be sweet. Yeah.
One other thing, was there something else on your,
Then, definitely just like continuing to grow closer to all my friends and all of our class because of the time that we like will leave soon. And I was just wanting to grow stronger connections, but this grows us all together, I guess.
You know, I think about even way back when I was a senior, something as simple as us signing each other's yearbooks. And we maybe had signed each other's yearbooks in other years, but it's just different senior year, you know?
Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Tommy, how about you?
I'm just going to miss all the fun stuff. I'm going to miss out on like being dumb with my friends, just during jewelry class. Cause the teacher loved us. He'd let us do whatever. We'd roll down the hallways on carts. And just be like, oh, it's just Tommy and his buddies. It's fine. They're not going to mess anything up. And, I'm just going to miss out on saying bye to my teachers. Cause I didn't think the goodbye we said was, oh, good luck at state tonight. And I'm going to see him again, probably.
Yeah. So guys, I just want to name it. And I know you'll appreciate this, that the grief you're feeling, it's real, you know? I guess what is a little bit comforting, is that there's at least all your senior friends, they're in the same boat as you. You know, they're feeling it too. So you're definitely not alone in it. We're going to move now to the rechoice word. And so first, I'm going to have each of you just say the word. And then we will We'll dig in with each one. Okay. So Lexi, what is your re-choice word?
I chose recalibrate.
Excellent. Recalibrate. And then Peyton.
I chose rebalance.
And Tommy.
I chose rebuild.
We have recalibrate, rebalance, and rebuild. Three words right there that I think all of us could agree are really good to look at. So Lexi, we're going to, and so Peyton and Tommy, you can kind of take a seat for just a minute and relax, because Lexi, I'm going to spend time on yours for a little bit, and then we'll slowly go through each one, okay? Lexi, what does the word recalibrate mean to you, and why did you choose it?
Well, as soon as it asked what word I wanted to choose, I always have been around the word recalibrate because my mom and my dad both are around cars, and it's always in the manuals. So I've seen the word a lot. So if the first thing I thought of was it. And I think that a lot of things you think are going a certain way, you got on track to do something and you have to change it. And this happens a lot, but this is a big change that I think every senior has to go through. And just realizing that your entire plan for your senior year and like the summer or going to college and starting stuff is just all changed. And that's okay, but it sucks.
Yeah.
So recalibrate, I think you're moving things around. And
yeah, I think of like spinning a dial almost, where you're making a readjustment, you know, and I'm glad you said it sucks, because that's, that is where we're at. But then, yeah.
Not even for seniors, for everybody.
Oh yeah.
Adults.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah.
Younger kids.
You certainly have people right now that maybe they're not going to be opening a business again. They're having to recalibrate their expectations, it's becoming a reset for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you're acknowledging that it's certainly not just a senior thing. All right, good. Now let's move on to Peyton with the word rebalance.
Yeah, I chose that because we've all been so used to this same schedule for the most part, going to school, having the weekends, even adults going to work, having the weekends. And then you just get hit with this completely different thing where we all are forced to rebalance the things that we have going on and that we do in our lives. And I just think it's important because you are faced with something that's so terrible, and you have to find ways for yourself to bring out the positives in it and figure out what you can do to make those really relevant in your life.
Yeah, that we couldn't control what happened.
Right.
It's not nobody's fault. It's nobody's fault. It just happened.
Not at all.
But what I'm going to do from here on, it's in my hands.
Yeah. Yeah, you have control over how you react.
Tommy, with the word rebuild.
It was rebuild because it just felt like everything got taken away or like destroyed, and just trying to rebuild any type of normalcy, because I have not been keeping to a good sleep schedule. I'm trying to change that. Like in school, I'd always be to bed asleep by like 10 o'clock because I know I have to wake up around 5. Now it's just whenever I go to bed and whenever I wake up, trying to just get into the schedule of doing my work, trying to keep my meals consistent too. It's just trying to rebuild everything because it just got taken away.
You know, the way you describe that, I think is very relevant. You know, when a storm hits, you can see the destruction. Like you can see the path, you can see the debris that's moved everywhere. When it's something like this, there's debris, but it's not physical per se. You know, it's my schedule has been thrown over there. My eating habits are over here, and now it's on to us to rebuild it and take the pieces and put them back the way we want. I guess that's one reframe here, or a cool way to look at it, is we get to define what we want our new normal to look like. You know, there's going to be some things that was a part of the old normal that you're like, do I really want to keep that? You know, or that maybe there's some things you're learning right now that you're like, I want to make sure my new normal has this new thing that I've learned. Does that make sense, guys? So with that in mind, during this unexpected time, has there been any unexpected gifts that have happened as a result? And so we don't have to go in the exact same order. Is there something that's just hit your head right there where you're like, oh, I've got an unexpected gift. Who's ready for one?
Being able to spend a lot more time with my brothers, because they have jobs, and kind of one of them is just been recently laid off. The other one is working semi-regularly, like twice a week. But other than that, I'm just at home with him. We get to hang out all the time.
Yeah. So I would hope there's a lot of laughter going on in the May household right now.
A lot of video game playing.
Yeah. Which, you guys knowing, here's one thing you should know. I've known these boys since they were really, really young, and they're all towering over me now.
I'm a 6'3". My brothers are like 6'7".
And I'll just say, I'm 5'7". I'm 5'7 and 3/4". All right. Anyway.
It's okay. I'm 5'3".
Oh, thank you. Somebody who understands where I'm coming from. All right. Good. Well, hey, that Tommy, that's good. That's an unexpected gift that wouldn't have happened otherwise. You'd be busy doing other stuff. They'd be busy doing other stuff. All right, who's got another unexpected gift?
I can go.
All right, go for it. Is that Lexi?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I just moved in with my dad in December, and so he's laid off in the winter for asphalt. So I always left for school, and now I really don't. So I get to spend more time with my dad. And our sleep schedules are equally as messed up as the other, so we're all staying up late, waking up late, and getting to spend time with him is really nice, because I didn't really get to see him except on the weekends before. So now I'm spending a lot more time with him. And we also moved my kitten in, Jasmine, who I mentioned is spoiled. So I get to take her on more drives with me, and she gets a lot of one-on-one time. I don't know what she's going to do when we start going places.
Well, I'll tell you
she's going to be sad.
Yeah. I'm hearing the word together there. Like, you're more together with your dad. And you said drives? Your cat likes to go on a drive?
Yeah. When I got her, I immediately started taking her in the car. Whenever I went somewhere, she'd be with me. We'd take her to the pet store to see Frankenstein and Santa, and she gets her own Halloween costume and Christmas dress. So she loves the car. I have a backpack for her that's like a cat carrier, and I'll take her on my bike rides, and
goes
skating with me.
That is,
and then
really
she has her own stroller to go for a walk in. Spoiled.
I love that. Okay. So when I first met my wife, she had two cats, and so we lived with them. I'm allergic to cats, so we don't have cats now. But back then, none of them, the two, they wouldn't go in the car. They would like throw up. It would not be fun. So I love hearing that you have a cat that just goes along for the ride. That's so cool.
Yeah, she's a Maine Coon kitty, so she's really curious about everything.
Yeah, that's really neat. All right, so hey, Peyton, how about you? Unexpected gift.
Yeah, I think that just seeing everyone kind of come together, like anything from like the sidewalk chalk of like positive things and like the donating masks and stuff is just huge, because obviously this all sucks. But when you can see that like people are coming together and putting what they have forward, it just makes me very thankful for everyone and brings everyone together.
That's really neat to see the best in people happen.
Right.
A lot of times
it
pulls people together for sure. So mm-hmm. that's good, guys. All right. So now the next question, as we begin to wrap up, what's next for you? So, Lexi, we've already heard what's your next, right? Eastern Michigan University, baby. That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
So what,
I'm really excited.
What are you planning on studying?
I'm majoring in aviation management.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
What's drawn you to that?
Well, I always knew that I wanted to be able, like, I always knew what lifestyle that I wanted to live, so I had to choose a job that would allow me to live that lifestyle. And I always told my mom, as long as I can go on at least a vacation a year, I'm good. So aviation management, it's a really good places to get into because it's not going anywhere. It's needed for a lot of things. And I don't want to touch a plane. I have no need to get into a plane or do anything like that. But it's like working around the airport. And it's just a lifestyle that I think would be really fun because you can, for the most part, dress casually or you can dress up when you want to. You have a bunch of food options near you. Just a bunch of different things you can do, and it pays really well. So,
all right. So, yeah, you've done some research there. And wouldn't it be a bonus if they allow your cat?
Yeah. It's good. It's going to, Eastern allows emotional support animals. So, I'm looking into making her an emotional support animal. It's also in the aviation school. I've always I get along more with a male crowd more than a female crowd. I don't know why, because like being on the wrestling team, I've been around more girls. And like the aviation program is only 7% girls, and Eastern thought that was like a really high number and was really proud of it. And I was like 7%. Yeah. Okay. Me and my mom were like, what?
How long have you been wrestling?
I started wrestling my sophomore year of high school, and then I did it for my sophomore and junior year of high school, but I started having some complications on the team, and then I got some health issues this year, so I didn't do it my senior year.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's really neat, though, to have that experience. I'm sure you learned a lot from it. What's next for you, Peyton?
I will be going to Central Michigan, and
all right.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And I am planning, well, as of right now, I'm planning on going into business so that I can do like some kind of nonprofit. And then my minor will be like psychology.
I love it. Good.
Because I want to do like a mental health nonprofit.
You know, I do have some friends of mine that are definitely lined up there. So if there's a need in the Grand Rapids area for you to connect with somebody, you let me know. Okay?
Yeah, I
love it, Peyton.
I will totally take advantage of that.
Tommy, what's next for you?
The decide date for my schools have been pushed back, so I haven't necessarily decided. Mm-hmm. But it's between studying mechanical engineering at Kettering University or Michigan Tech.
All right. So it's down to those two. And are you really wavering right now, or are you just waiting to see what they say?
Originally, it was Purdue was up there too, but I recently looked into how they accepted me, and they accepted me for my second choice major, which was teaching.
Got it.
And really, I asked my teachers for advice, and one of them said, if you can see yourself teaching, you might enjoy it, but only teach if you like can't see yourself doing anything else besides teaching.
Okay. As we get close to the end here, let's go back to the words of recalibrate, rebalance, and rebuild. Is there anything else that you want to say about your word that hasn't been said yet? Okay, go ahead, Peyton.
Okay, sorry.
I'm thinking, sorry.
I just think that we have to realize that it's different for all of us, that we're all handling this in a different way, and that the important thing is to find what works for you instead of looking at, I think that that's a key point.
I love that, Peyton, that we're all going to, none of us had a class called Pandemic 101, right?
No, not at all.
You know, what's cool is that at the end of this, we're all going to at least have had a semester of it. So what we get from that, the lessons we gained from it, that's somewhat up to us, but it's also, we're going to take different things from it because,
like you said,
we all react differently. So
yeah,
that's a really good final statement on yours, Peyton. I love it.
Thanks.
Tommy or Alexis, anything else?
I'd say for a rebuild, just it's hard to do it alone. So like try to reach out and just talk to people, connect with them. I stayed up until 2 a.m. texting my buddy. So just talking about anything I thought of it, which is nice. We hadn't talked in a while. So just try to keep a sense of togetherness with people, like connections, because it's hard to do it on your own.
I think that's good, because the path of least resistance would be to go into hibernation, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's a good reminder to reach out.
Yeah, it's okay to reach out and ask for help.
Good. How about you, Alexis?
In the beginning, when the quarantine first started, I think I was having a lot harder of a time than I am now. I don't know if it's because I'm more adjusted to what's happening or if it's just because just how things are now. But it's really hard to stay positive when a lot is changing like this, because I'm not a person who likes change. So I was scared for all the changes coming with just ending high school in general. And now it's already basically over. So it's just try to stay positive, and with my words, like, recalibrate how you're thinking and how you're going across from how you're looking at things. So,
no, that's, yeah, I think that's it. Good. That's and recognizing sometimes we might dip back, but to say, okay, recalibrate. This change in your lifetimes, right? This change of leaving high school was going to happen either way. It's just that it happened a little sooner than what we all planned, right? So, hey, any shout outs? I want to give you each an opportunity to give a shout out to anybody you want. Doesn't matter who. Raise your hand if you're already ready to give a shout out. So,
okay.
Peyton, what's your shout out?
Okay. I would just say my family, because, like, that's very broad, but, because they've definitely helped me have a positive impact or a positive attitude about this, which is huge. And they've just been there for me and supported me. So, yeah.
I love it, Peyton. Okay. Who's ready for the next shout out?
I'll go.
All right, Lexi.
Of course, my mom, my dad, and my family for helping me get through all of this. And I would like to say for the teachers I know I did miss ICE, but all the other teachers who I have now or that I've had that I won't get to say goodbye to or might not be able to say goodbye to, I miss you, miss my teachers, seeing them every day, all the students, even if I wasn't very close with them, but just I really wish I would have got to say goodbye to everybody. So everybody at high school and teachers, my students, I don't really, not in contact with a lot of the, there's a lot of students at West Bloomfield, but it's everyone.
Yeah. That's just a good general statement of goodbye and go Lakers. That's West Bloomfield, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, Tommy, you get the last shout out.
I want to say shout out to just all my friends, because we had spent the last 4 years planning what we were going to do senior year. Like, even just little things like, oh, what class do you think you're going to take? To the big things like trying to plan senior pranks, which we probably never do.
The prank was on you on this.
We're not technically allowed to do them, but that's if they can prove it was you, or if you do something to where they need to prove it was you.
I've never heard of anyone at my school doing that ever.
The one that we had been set on, this is a bit childish, but
I want to hear it.
Oh, no, it's not that bad.
I want to hear it.
That means okay. It's twice as bad.
It's a dumb boy thing. We were just going to spend like the last week of school when we used a urinal, just pull our pants down to our ankles.
Oh my God.
That's gross.
Classic.
All right. The girls are like, yuck, that's gross. That's definitely guy humor right there. So you mean like acting like you're 5 years old kind of a thing for that particular example?
That was the one that we'd been set on that we could probably actually have any trouble.
People feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, it'd be funny because if the teachers had to talk to us, they'd have to like actually talk to us.
As a teacher myself, that would be an awkward conversation. Like, I really have to explain this, right?
And don't do that, Tommy.
Tommy,
I can do it at home. Nobody's gonna know.
Yeah, Tommy, but I could totally see your face, the grin on your, the dimple on your cheek of just kind of smiling as the teacher's trying to explain it, and you're like, what? I don't get it. So
I could see teachers like talking about past years and be like, yeah, this one student thought it'd be cool to like pull their pants down all the way.
Well, Peyton,
on the swim team, I could just do it without any shame.
True. Well, and hey, that week going into the state meet, didn't you shave your head or what did you do, Tommy?
So I had shaved my head like a week before to just as part of the tradition and to help us make it to state.
Yeah.
It's growing back now, but
I can see. Yeah.
Do you guys bleach your hair too?
Yeah.
Boy, if you guys could have seen Tommy.
This year I had my hair parted on this side. So these were still dark and I had the middle bleached white and I dyed these sides black. I was like a skunk. which always, every year, destroys.
But he's proud of it.
He is.
My beautiful curly locks, which aren't even looking like curly now, which I'm sad of. But now I'm going to have time to grow my hair out where it's healthy and not damaged from chlorine. And it's actually going to be good curls.
There you go. You could just shake your head back and forth. I like that. Okay.
I'm planning to cut my hair for like all of college, maybe. As long as I keep it clean, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, we're kind of going on a sidetrack there, but that's all right. That was funny. Thanks for the laughter there. Hey, I want to launch the three of you with a story really quick, and I think you're going to relate to it. It's about it's something I heard on a radio show a little over a week ago, and it's about another senior, but he's from New Orleans. His name's Chris Dyer. He might understand a little bit about how you're feeling. 15 years ago in 2005, early in his senior year, Hurricane Katrina slammed into the Gulf Coast and flooded his hometown. He left for school on a Friday like you did, for most of you, wondering the same questions as you, and he never returned. Chris moved to Texas and stayed in a hotel until they couldn't afford it anymore, and then they stayed in a shelter. And it was really hard to keep in touch with people. I mean, there was the internet, but it wasn't like it is today. They had to call each other, but smartphones weren't that popular yet for high schoolers yet. And people were changing their phone numbers, too. So they did try to send emails, but it was just tough to keep in touch. And they did the best they could. But Chris said he found solace in many different ways, ways that he didn't previously envision. And probably like the three of you, you have found some unexpected gifts like he did, you know. His family made it out of Hurricane Katrina. It shaped who he is. It molded his identity. And overall, it gave Chris a greater sense of empathy for others who have faced hardships. It's also helped him start a new path, which in his case became a history teacher and giving back to the community in which he grew up. Lexi, Peyton, Tommy, you and the class of 2020, you will always be remembered. There's no doubt this pandemic took something from you, but from what I hear today, it's given you something as well. And this is a life-changing moment, and just meeting you for the three of you together for the first time, I see resilience in you. When I see who's in front of me on a Zoom call, right, I know the future's in good hands. So thank you again. I feel grateful to have had you on the podcast today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You bet. Now, there are over 113,000 of you in the state of Michigan, seniors. So listeners, let's officially recognize three of them right now. Please join me in celebrating the accomplishments and achievements of the following students from the class of 2020. Now presenting Alexis Jade Duncan of West Bloomfield High School, Peyton Rose Templer of Northview High School, and Thomas Rex Benjamin May of East Kentwood High School. Whoop, whoop. And in the words of actor Robin Williams and the Roman poet Horace, carpe diem, seize the day, 2020.
Alexis, your dad and I are so very proud of the young lady you've become. Congratulations on graduating high school. We can't wait to see all the wonderful things in your future. We love you.
Peyton, congratulations on your high school graduation. Over the past 4 years, you have grown into an exceptional young woman. Your mom and I are so proud of you and can't wait to see what you do next. We love you, Dad.
Tommy, it goes without saying how proud we are of you and your many accomplishments in high school, which shows your hard work and dedication. My favorite was parent-teacher conferences. It brought me joy to hear from your teachers that you were a joy to have in class, always happy and with thoughtful contributions that made their class even better. We are especially proud of your four-year varsity awards in water polo and swimming. You had tremendous coaches, and some of your teammates will be friends for life. We wish you the very best in your next endeavors. Continue to find the fun in all you do and continue to be funny. I just love that and you. Love, Mom and Dad, too, of course.
Congratulations to all who are graduating this season, high school, college, and beyond. I'd also like to give a special shout out to my nephew Chandler Pellerito, who is graduating from Lakewood High School in Lake Odessa, Michigan. Way to go, Chandler. You've really worked hard to get where you're at today, and I'm very proud of you. In fact, tonight was originally going to be Chandler's graduation. Lexi's graduation has been penciled in for August 2nd, though the Lakers know Wes Bloomfield is planning on various scenarios, from a live in-person ceremony with an audience, to a live ceremony without an audience, or a drive-through live ceremony, or even a virtual ceremony. Peyton's graduation at Northview is currently scheduled for August 3rd at Wildcat Stadium. Tommy and his class of over 500 East Kentwood Falcons are hoping to attend an in-person graduation later in the summer as well, knowing there's a chance it may not happen. So listeners, would you like to add a little sunshine for a senior, even one you may not know? I loved seeing my nephew Chandler receive two gift bags from people or families yesterday who participated in Adopt a Senior to acknowledge his accomplishments. If you Google Adopt a Senior, you will likely find a way to participate in your area. It's not too late. Did you hear something that inspired you today? Please share it with your friends and go to rechoicepod.com. You can access all past episodes, subscribe for all future ones, and contact me to participate, ask a question, or give feedback. Thank you to my son, Danny Pellerito, for writing and producing our music. And listeners, thank you for stopping by. Reframe your past, renew your present, and reclaim your future, because after all, it is always a choice. Congratulate someone from the class of 2020 today, and see you next time.